And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Well, the Sitka Rumi Festival kicks off tomorrow. It's happening through Saturday here in Sitka. And here to talk about it, Arielle Hughes and Tom Crane. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning, Melissa.
So the Sitka Rumi Fest, 3 days of Rumi. First, I think we should talk a little bit about who Rumi was and why his writings impact so many people, including you two.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk a little bit about that. He was a, he was born in 1247, actually, and in what is now Afghanistan. His father was a scholar. He grew up in a very educated family and an educated family system, and I can't remember exactly which war or skirmish or whatever it was, but his family had to flee Afghanistan, and they wound up relocating in Konya, Turkey. And he studied and became a scholar himself, and then at a certain point, he had many students around him. At a certain point, he met a traveling dervish. They call it dervish, which is a Sufi is kind of considered the, you might say the mystical aspect of Islam, but at this point on the planet, it's a little broader than that. But so this wandering Sufi, he had this encounter, and this wandering Sufi named Shams de Tabriz challenged him to basically abandon his book knowledge. And there's a whole story about Shams throwing Rumi's big published work that he had spent his life writing, throwing it down the well. And Shams just told him, well, if you want that, I'll get it for you and it'll be dry. But in that moment, Rumi just realized, oh my gosh, I've met the real deal here in terms of a teacher. And so they began some study together, and that's when Rumi's writings shifted, and he stopped sort of being the scholar that he had always been and started being walking the path of the mystic. And they say that the poetry just sort of poured through him. And he had a scribe, you know, that would just write it down as it poured through him. And he is extremely prolific. Wrote volumes and volumes in something called the Mathnavi. And so even today, there's poems that haven't even been translated into English yet. There's so much poetry and stories that he's written. So that's a little nutshell on Rumi.
Well, and his poetry is really widely read around the world, including
Absolutely.
In the United States.
Yes.
And people are really moved by it.
Yes, it's very deep and kind of addresses every single aspect of life, really, from just the common everyday awarenesses that we have to the deepest profound awarenesses that we have. So he talks about all of it.
What it means to be human.
Yes, exactly.
Well, for Sitka Rumi Fest, you are bringing up Coleman Barks, who is well known in Rumi circles, and you're going to be bringing the community together in a variety of venues to celebrate Rumi. So Tom and Ariella, tell us a bit about Coleman Barks and what's going to be happening.
Well, it's very exciting for me because I've always wanted to meet him, and this will be the first time I'm meeting him. And I was first going to just have one thing, and then it sort of just grew. And actually, I have to blame it or credit Grace Roller, because she was the one that said, why don't you have a Rumi Fest? Grace is the owner of the Larkspur. And I thought, as soon as she said that, I thought, yeah, that sounds great. And, you know, I'm always willing to dive in. So we're having a 3-day event. Evenings each day. So on Thursday, it's going to be a film. It's a very sweet film called Rumi, Poet of the Heart. And Coleman Barks is featured, and Deepak Chopra, and a bunch of other people, actually, and has beautiful music in it. And it's really the story of Rumi and also how Rumi has affected different modern-day poets. And so it's they're speaking in their own voice about Rumi.
And that's 6:30 at the Larkspur
tomorrow. That's 6:30 tomorrow at the Larkspur, and I'm going to make popcorn for everybody.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And no charge for that. So come on out and meet Rumi. And then after the film, we're gonna people are invited to just bring, if they want, they can bring their favorite Rumi poem and just read it. Like, it'll be open mic Rumi night. And I'm going to bring a bunch of books, too. So if someone is sitting and listening to others and they get inspired, they can grab one of his one of Coleman Barks' poetry books that's translations of Rumi, and they can read a poem themselves. So that's Thursday. And then Friday, there is a absolutely delicious Turkish meal planned by Grace at the Larkspur, and including lamb kebabs, which I think are going to be delicious if you like lamb. Sorry for those who don't, but there'll be other options. There'll be a vegetarian option and a fish option, too. And that's at 6:30 as well. And Tom will be playing some music that evening. And also, Coleman is traveling with his friend Lisa Starr, who's the poet laureate of Rhode Island. Actually, I think she just finished her term, but she was the poet laureate. And so that night, they're going to do some original poetry, and then Coleman will also do some Rumi. And we'll have a meal and beautiful music with Tom. And then the third day, on Saturday, August 20th, we're going to be at the Shikaquan Nakahiri at 7 p.m., listening to Coleman. And I think Lisa will do some poetry as well, but mostly Coleman doing stories about Rumi and poetry, and hopefully telling us a little bit about his own life, too, which I think has been fascinating. And I should just mention that the Turkish meal on Friday, I think I just checked in, I think there's only 7 tickets left. So if anyone is interested, it'll be very intimate with Coleman, and there's only 30 tickets total. So if you do have any...
Now's the time.
Now's the time. Tickets. Come on over to Larkspur when it opens, and that's $40 for those tickets, and it's a full meal and the poetry reading.
Well, Tom, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in this event.
Well, Oriella asked me to play the music behind Coleman's poetry, and I thought that incredible honor to even be considered for it. I came across some tapes of Coleman reading poetry with music behind it, and I've always just loved it. I listen to it in my shop when I'm working, and so I'm drawn to it through, and his voice is just amazing. He has this deep, resonant voice, so I've always loved it, and so it's quite an honor to be able to do this. Kathy Kyle also likes Rumi, and we've always talked about playing together, you know, at an open mic or something. So this is like icing on the cake.
Well, for me, it feels like Rumi's poetry is so well suited to having a musical accompaniment, because it is itself very melodic. It's very musical in and of itself.
That's so true. And actually, I think if you ever hear, like in the little film that's going to be played, which is, it's only an hour long, they have someone reading or reciting Rumi in Farsi, and the original, excuse me, language that it was written in, I think. And you can hear that lyrical, melodic cadence when she reads it. It's beautiful. You don't even have to know what the words are, but just the way it sounds is quite lovely.
Mm-hmm. Tom, how did you go about creating or thinking about how to accompany these translations of Rumi?
Well, it's pretty improvisational, I think. And, you know, we play old-time music around town. That's also very improvisational. So that's a really good question. It comes from a deeper place, like the poetry. It's difficult to describe. It comes from a different place. A creative place, you know, making way for that creativity, if possible.
And I think one thing Tom and I talked about that we definitely agreed on is we listened to some of the poems being accompanied by cello music on YouTube, and sometimes the cello music was beautiful, but it was almost like so loud that it was drowning Coleman out, and we definitely thought, well, we don't want to do that. You know, we want to be really in the background that's very complimentary, but, you know, we want Coleman's voice to be really forefront.
Okay. Well, Sitka Rumi Fest, it kicks off tomorrow. It's 3 days. How can folks find out more?
You know what? There's going to be, hopefully, another bit in a little PSA in the newspaper, public service announcement, so they can get the details there. I'm also open to, if someone wants to call me up, and I have had some phone calls, and my phone number is 738-7333.
You can also find information on the community calendar here at
kcaw.org. There's going to be a nice, I think, interview with Coleman with the Sentinel, and that's going to be in the Weekender.
Great. Wonderful. Well, we are out of time. Thank you, both of you, for coming in this morning.
Thanks, thank you, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Ariella Hughes and Tom Crane about Rumi Fest coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Sitka.